From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Hundreds of Londoners gathered in Trafalgar Square Thursday to remember the victims of Wednesday's attack on Westminster. London Mayor Sadiq Khan told those gathered that people in his city will never be bowed by fear.
We come together as Londoners tonight to remember those who've lost their lives and all those affected by the horrific attack yesterday, but also to send a clear message. Londoners will never be cowed by terrorism.
Home Secretary Amber Rudd and Deputy Commissioner of the Metropolitan Police Craig Mackey also attended the vigil and lighted candles in memory of those lost. Nigel Perscoe and his wife Elizabeth were among the crowd.
So we have just come out to sympathize and to pay our very small respects to those who have been injured and those who have died.
On Wednesday, a knife-wielding attacker identified as 52-year-old Khalid Massoud mowed down pedestrians with his SUV, killing two on the Westminster Bridge before breaching Parliament's grounds and fatally stabbing a police officer. Massoud was then shot dead by police. Dozens of people remain in the hospital recovering from injuries. A Frenchman of North African origin has been arrested in Antwerp, Belgium, after he allegedly drove his car at high speed toward a crowd in the city's main shopping district. No one was injured in that incident. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.